One of my favorite stories on him is about my income. He didn't even know what I made. I mean, it's one of those deals. I was working for Carlson, too, I made my deal with. And I saved him a bunch of money one time on a deal. I mean, a bunch of millions. I got to thinking, I'm not making all that much money, and I saved him several million dollars, and I know he knows it. So I thought I was deserving of more money. Now, how do you approach this guy? So I called an accountant who did our outside audits. His name was Virgil Tilley Sr. Now, Virgil Tilley Sr. had a son, Junior, who kept the business going for a while, too. But Mr. Tilley was more Mr. Chapman's age, had had this accounting firm in Tulsa for years. So I called him. I knew he knew Mr. Chapman well and would give me a straight shot. And I told him my story that saved him these many millions of dollars. He knows that. You know that. I think I'm deserving of more money. He said, well, how much you making? And I told him, I think at the time I'm making $750 a month. Now, this is back in the 60s. He said, well, how much you want? I said, well, I think I'm certainly deserving of $1,250 a month. Now, that's a big percentage raise. He said, well, Donnie, I do too, but I don't make that decision. I said, well, tell me how I should go about this. He said, I think you should call Alan Chapman and tell him you'd like to sit down and visit with him about a business situation. He'll either say, I'll come to the office, or he'll say, come to my house. I called him, and he said, well, come on out. So I go out, and I sit down, and I hem-haw around. And finally, he said, well, what'd you come out here for? There's something on your mind. So I tell him my story. Told him I was making $750, and I thought I deserved at least $1,250, and here's why. He listened to me. He said, well, I agree. He said, go back and tell the accountant, Neil Shoup, to give you a raise to $1,250 a month. Boy, I said, thank you, Mr. Chapman. I appreciate that. You know, I had a couple of kids at the time. It meant a lot to me. I started out the door, and he said, hey, Donnie. He said, when you're telling Shoup about that raise, and this was in May, he says, tell him to make that retroactive back to first of the year. He said, get yourself a little bonus. I go back and call Mr. Tilley, and I said, I should have asked for $1,500. He said, well, I told you, he's a fair man.
That's great. As I hear you tell this story, it's just so fascinating, and those who listen to this will be fascinated how somebody could connect in his early 20s, and here you are 68 years old today.
Only job I've ever had.
And the only job you've ever had.
Yeah.
And how that can all work, because here's a man who trusted you, and he wasn't flamboyant. He could have gone out and hired the biggest accounting firm in the world, and he didn't do that because he felt comfortable with you.
Yeah, he was comfortable, and confidence builds. I mean, that's something that comes over time.
Did you ever screw up where he said, Don?
No. You know, I've made some mistakes, but I never had a big boo-boo, huh? Our business was always run very conservatively. You're going to drill some dry holes, but that's part of it. I remember when we were highly involved in the oil business, at least once a week, he had an apartment on Miami Beach, back when Miami Beach was really elegant and nice. And the yacht place across the street, there's Collins Avenue and his apartment, which was owned by the Rockefeller family that had Rockefeller Manufacturing. Across the street was the Indian River, which is the waterway. And there were docks there. He kept his yachts there. He got to the point he never used the apartment because he stayed on the yacht all the time. I remember one time right after Andrea was born, she was like 5-6 weeks old, he calls me and he said, surely there's something I need to sign. Why don't you come down and let's spend a few days here? Mary and I are on the yacht here in front of the apartment. And he says, bring that new baby. Well, he didn't particularly care for small children. I knew that. I said, oh, Mr. Chapman, I said, you know, babies cry a lot, and we couldn't go out and have dinner like usual because of babysitters and all that. And he said, well, don't you have a nurse? I said, well, we've got a lady staying with us, yeah. He said, bring her. Well, I said, where am I going to put her? He said, well, the apartment's 2 bedrooms. You know that. You're the only one that has a key to it. But he said, there are guest rooms on each floor for apartments. I can get her the room next door, and she can stay there. And then she can babysit when you want her. He said, you know, you can bring the plane. So he said, that's pretty easy. And I said, well, Sandy's breastfeeding. And all. He said, Donnie, come on down. Bring Sandy and the baby and this nurse. Okay. So we fly down there and get there in the evening. And I remember this gal's name was Nana. He kept Andy, and we go to dinner with him. He always slept late. And next morning, I go over about 11 o'clock, and I knew he'd be having breakfast on the yacht. And he's sitting there when we walk in and glasses. He always wore dark glasses, prescription. He's looking at these eggs, same breakfast every morning. And I'm holding this baby. I walk over, and I said, you want me to bring Andy? Here she is. And I just set her down, and God, he just kind of like that, you know. And my wife takes a picture. He is looking at her with those glasses with a big old smile. And when he died, that picture was on the bureau next to his chair.
Wow.
And I thought, he doesn't even like kids. But then Nana hit him. He liked her. She was very efficient, wore a white uniform, and, you know, when the baby needed to leave, she'd take it, but she never interfered. About the third day, he said, how long are you going to keep that nurse? I said, well, as long as we need her with the baby, but we're not going to keep her forever. He said, I like her. When you decide to get rid of her, let me know. He said, I may want to put her on. He said, I like people to conduct themselves that way. I said, leave her alone now until I'm finished with you. Oh, I will. I'm not going to hire her out from under you. But, you know, he's always looking for some little edge there. That's the kind of person I like.
So did he hire her later?
No. He didn't. But that hit him right there. I like that lady. She's efficient. She knows when to be seen, when not to be seen.
Yeah.